Hi, friends. As we prepare for Christmas, one of the great celebrations on the way to Christmas is the celebration of Our Lady of Guadalupe on December 12th. It's a wonderful feast for the Latino community, as you know, because the heart of the story is Our Lady, Our Blessed Mother Mary, visiting Juan Diego, Saint Juan Diego, poor peasant man, reminding him that the Lord was with him. She appeared to him. She came to him as a native Indian, just as he was, beautiful dark brown skin, speaking his language so he could understand her, and reminding him of the dignity, of the worth, of the special call he had, even though he thought he was unworthy and he was just a little peasant guy. So I'm going to read the story to you. It's illustrated beautifully in this book, told by Carmen Bernier Grand and illustrated by Tanya Engel. One morning a long time ago, Juan Diego got up to go to Mass, just as he did every day. He tiptoed by his elderly uncle so as not to wake him up. In the darkness before dawn, Juan Diego fastened his coarse tilma to his left shoulder. That's his cape. On bare feet, he set out to walk the 9 miles to Tlateloco. Mist veiled the road and the air smelled like incense. When Juan Diego reached Tepeyac Hill, he heard music. It was so tender, he stopped to listen. But then the music stopped. A woman called Juanito, Juan Dieguito. What is a woman doing on top of this barren rocky hill at dawn? Juan Diego wondered. He climbed up to see who it was. Blessed day, the Nopal cacti were as bright as emeralds, blessed sight. The young lady at the summit was framed by sun rays that shone from her like blazing flames. The rebozo that covered her head was the color of a blue, starry twilight. I am the Virgin Mary, Mother of the True God, she said in Juan Diego's language, Nahuatl. Am I dreaming? Juan Diego asked himself. Am I in heaven? How can a poor Aztec like me be worthy of what I am seeing and hearing? What can the Blessed Virgin want from me? I would like a shrine built on this hill, she said. When you get to Tlatelolco, please visit the bishop. Tell him what you've seen and heard. But I am a nobody, a small rope, a tiny ladder, the tail end, a leaf, Juan Diego replied. Why would the bishop listen to me? Am I not here your mother? Said the Virgin. Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not the fountain of your joy? Juan Diego nodded. I, your humble servant, will talk to the bishop. He scrambled down the hill and hurried to reach the bishop's palace. Please announce me, Juan Diego told the servants. I have a message for the bishop. An Indian wants an audience with the bishop? The servants laughed. Juan Diego stood outside the palace waiting to be called. Other people who had arrived after him were ushered in. Juan Diego, who had had no breakfast, grew hungry. 3 hours passed. Would he be able to deliver the message? After everyone else had been escorted inside, finally he was called. Juan Diego bowed before the bishop. He told him what he had heard and seen. "If you see her again, return, my son," the bishop said. Then he dismissed the poor Indian. What made me think that a bishop would take an Aztec seriously? Juan Diego asked himself as he scurried back to Tepeyacil. I need to tell the Virgin what happened, but maybe she won't appear to me again. Maybe I was dreaming when I saw her. Juan Diego climbed to the top of the hill. It was not a dream. There she was. "The bishop thinks I am making this up," he said. "Please, my lady, send somebody important to deliver your message." "Listen, my son," the Virgin replied. "There are many I could send, but you are the one I have chosen. Tomorrow you must return to the bishop. Tell him it is the ever-holy Virgin Mary who sends you. And repeat to him my great desire for a shrine on this hill." On Sunday morning, Juan Diego again walked the 9 miles to the bishop's palace. "I have a message from Our Lady," Juan Diego told the servants. Again, the servants laughed. Again, Juan Diego had to wait until the bishop had seen everyone else. Again, it was hours before he was called in. "Once more, I have seen the ever-holy Virgin Mary," Juan Diego told the bishop. "What does she look like?" the bishop asked. "Her skin glows as if she has a touch of all bloods. The stars in her blue rebozo look like the constellations of the night sky. The back of her left hand has a painted yo, a heart, but with flames above. She also wears a black sash, as pregnant women do. Her feet stand firmly on a crescent moon. The volcanoes on her gown are embroidered with gold thread, but she bows her head. That tells me that she is not an Aztec goddess. There is a higher power above her." "I don't know if you are lying or dreaming," the bishop said. Tears poured down Juan Diego's face. "I was as awake when I saw her as I am now. I am telling the truth. Please make the Virgin's wish come true." The bishop shook his head. "I need a sign if I am to believe." Juan Diego bowed. "I will ask the lady for a sign." He left right away. "My lady," he said at the top of Tepeyac Hill, "the bishop asked for a sign that will prove that I have seen you." "Well and good, I will give you a sign. Come back tomorrow and your wish will be granted." "Thank you, my lady. I want to be believed." When Juan Diego got home, he found his uncle sick with cocolizo, a high fever that normally led to death. On Monday, Juan Diego knew the Virgin was waiting for him, but he couldn't leave his uncle alone. On Tuesday, his uncle had grown much weaker. "Please bring in a priest to hear my last confession," he told Juan Diego. Juan Diego fastened his tilma and in haste walked toward Tlatelolco. As he got near Tepeyac Hill, he thought, "The Virgin will be angry that I didn't visit her yesterday. I will go to the left so she will not see me." "My son, what is the matter?" Juan Diego heard behind him. He turned and fell to his knees. The Virgin stood at the foot of the hill. Juan Diego said, "I wanted to come yesterday, but my uncle is dying. He needs a priest." "Do not be distressed or afraid," she said. "Your uncle will not die now. Go up to the top of the hill. Cut the flowers there, growing there, and bring them to me." "Flowers in December?" "Yes, my son." Juan Diego climbed the hill thinking he would find nothing but cactus flowers. Instead, he found Castilian roses that grew only in Spain. He plucked an armful, looped up his tilma, and carried the roses down. The Virgin Mary rearranged the roses cradled in the tilma. She tied both bottom corners of the cactus cloak to his neck and instructed him to show the roses to the bishop. Juan Diego walked to the bishop's palace, holding his looped tilma, careful not to drop the roses and smelling their sweet scent. The bishop's servants smelled them too. "What do you have in your tilma?" they asked. "Roses," Juan Diego answered. The servants laughed. "Roses in December?" "Yes." "Go on in," one said. "Go on in and tell the bishop." When Juan Diego got inside, he bowed before the bishop and untied the tilma. The roses dropped to the floor like a flock of red birds flying to the ground. The bishop sprang from his chair, fell to his knees, and crossed himself. The awestruck servants did the same. The image of the Blessed Virgin Mary was painted on Juan Diego's tilma. "Thank you, my lady," Juan Diego said. "My son," the bishop told him, "I will build the shrine." When Juan Diego got home, his uncle had risen in his bed. "A luminous young woman stood right here and told me I would get well. She said to call her Our Lady of Guadalupe." Juan Diego didn't see the Virgin again. But 2 years later, he became the guardian of the shrine that the bishop built on top of Tepeyac Hill. Today, millions of pilgrims visit the sanctuary to pray before the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on the coarse tilma of the humble Aztec, Juan Diego. It's a beautiful story, and it's a beautiful story to prepare us, of course, for Christmas, that we, like Juan Diego, can, and we, like Mary, can humbly receive Jesus, who visits us to give us strength and hope and life this season. God bless you. Merry Christmas.